Okay, today's daf is Sukkah daf Gimel. We are holding on daf Gimel and Aleph at the top of the page, I believe. We're first going to finish off our discussion from yesterday about the machlokas amorayim, how to frame the machlokas tanayim about a sukkah that's more than 20 amos tall. Is that machlokas tanayim only when the defunos are not megiyos l'schach, or is that machlokas tanayim only when we're dealing with a smaller sukkah, but a larger sukkah, everyone would agree that it's kosher. So we brought a raya from Hilani Amalka. We're going to finish up that raya. Then the rest of the daf is really going to discuss the minimum size of a sukkah, especially the rest of Amud Aleph. We're going to talk about whether the minimum size of a sukkah is 6x6 tfachim or 7x7 tfachim. This may or may not relate to a similar machlokas if a person is sitting in a sukkah but his shulchan is besoch habayis, whether he's yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah in that way or not. The Gemara is going to tell us there's another opinion that maybe the minimum size of a sukkah is 4 amos by 4 amos. And then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, once we're discussing that, the Gemara mentions 10 different halachos that all relate to a bayis, that all relate to a bayis being 4x4 amos. That won't apply if you have a bayis that's less than 4x4 amos. On Amud Beis, we're going to show the source for all of those 10 halachos. How we know that it's got to be a bayis of dalet al dalet amos, and that if it's less than dalet al dalet amos, those halachos are not going to apply. So let's again begin from where we left off. We had a machlokas in the Mishnah. If you have a sukkah that's more than 20 amos tall, so is it kosher or not? Tanakama said no good. Rabbi Yehuda said afilu arbaim v'chamish mama, at least in the Brisa that was his lashon, it could be way taller. It doesn't have to be within 20 amos. Then we had a machlokas amoraim. What exactly was that machlokas tanaim about, or during under which circumstances do those tanaim disagree? So Rabbi Yoshia said that the whole machlokas is only if the walls don't reach the schach. But if the walls reach the schach, then for sure everybody agrees that it's going to be kosher. Rav Huna, however, said, no, the machlokas is only when the sukkah is a small sukkah. But if the sukkah is, and Sadr Rav Chanan bar Abba said only when the sukkah is a small sukkah. They define small a little differently. One says 4x4 amos, the other 7x7 tfachim. But they say that the machlokas is only when the sukkah is a small sukkah. When the sukkah is a larger sukkah, then even the Rabbanan are going to be mode that more than 20 amos is kosher. So we left off with a raya from the story of Hilani Amalka. We have in the machlokas tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda tries to prove his point from the story of Hilani Amalka. Hilani Amalka sat in a sukkah. It was more than 20 amos high, and still no one said boo to her. Everyone was perfectly okay with it, even though she had her 7 sons with her, and they were at the very least, they were chayiv midrabanan midin chinuch in sitting in sukkah, and still the rabbanan were perfectly okay with it. So don't you see, says Rabbi Yehuda, that a sukkah l'mala michaf ama is kosher? But what we're trying to prove from that discussion is that whatever kind of sukkah Hilani Amalka sat in, that kind of sukkah is subject to the machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Otherwise, Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't try to use it to make his point. So if you hold that the machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda is about a sukkah where the walls do not reach the schach, that makes a lot of sense that you could have royalty sitting in such a sukkah because it's nice, it's airy, it's open. So that makes a lot of sense that she would sit in such a sukkah. That would be the machlokas. But if you hold that the whole machlokas is only by a very tiny sukkah, well, is it shaykh that Hilani Amalka and her 7 sons were sitting in a very tiny sukkah? Clearly, the sukkah of Hilani Amalka was subject to the machlokas, so this is very difficult to say that the whole machlokas is only by a very tiny sukkah. So that's where we left off, 3 lines from the top of the page on Daf Gimel Amnal, if I think that's where we left off. Where, yeah, so if you can say that it's sukkah, the whole machlokas is only by a sukkah katana, what's a malka doing in a sukkah katana? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabba Baravada lo nitzcha el the sukkah hasuya kitonios kitonios. Now we're talking about a sukkah that is made up of different tiny little chambers, where each person sits in their own tiny little chamber. So each one has a din of its own sukkah, and therefore it's not that a malka is sitting in a sukkah katana. She's sitting in a very elaborate sukkah that's made up of tiny little rooms, but altogether is fairly sizable. So ask the Gemara, still, you ever been to a palace? They don't have a bunch of tiny little rooms. V'chidarka shal malka leisha besukkah asuya kitonios kitonios. Is that normal for a malka to sit in a sukkah that's made up only of these tiny little rooms. Samra Vashi lo nitzcha ela likitonios sheba. No, we don't mean that the whole sukkah is made up of tiny little rooms. It's a larger sukkah, but there are these tiny little rooms off of the main room of the sukkah, and that's where everybody was sitting. So Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan hold, that's not where everybody was sitting. But Neha b'sukkah ma'al yahavu, the Rabbanan hold, not. The children must have been sitting in the large area of the sukkah. V'ihi yasva b'kitonios. And she was sitting in one of these small rooms off of the main sukkah. Mishum tzniusa, that was out of modesty. U'mishum hachi lo armi lo davar. And that's why no one said anything to her. She's a woman, she's pata from sukkah. So what are the Rabbanan going to criticize? It's more than 20 amos tall. The area that she's sitting in is not a sukkah. Fine. So if she's not, as long as she's not saying a bracha, that's perfectly fine. Good. So let her sit in that area. They're not going to say anything. The children, they're sitting in a sukkah gedola, so it's no problem. Rabbi Yehuda Sav, Rabbi Yehuda says no. But neha gabahavu yasvi. The children were sitting with her. Vafilu achilu armi ladavar. And still, no one said anything. Even though the children were sitting with her, the chachamim didn't have any problem with it. So apparently, the children were sitting in these Kitonios, in this tiny little area, and still they had no problem with it. So what do you see from there? That even by a sukkah ketana, it's allowed to be more than 20 amos tall, says Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi just has a difficulty over here. Wait a second. Seven children, all sitting with her in one of these kitonios, in one of these tiny little rooms. How tiny are these tiny little rooms? So we had a machlokas amaroyim about how tiny they were. Rav Huna held that they were 4 amos by 4 amos. Rav Chanan bar Rabba held that they were 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim. So says Rashi, how in the world could the woman and her 7 children, according to Rabbi Yehuda's view of this story, sit in a room that's 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim? Generally speaking, as we're going to see later on this Amud, the space that a normal human being takes up is 6 tfachim by 6 tfachim, and if they have a table with them, then it's 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim. So a woman and 7 children in an area 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim. So says Rashi, "Veli nira divade l'Rav Chanan kasha v'hai teirutz l'Rav Hunahu." Clearly, this doesn't work according to Rav Chanan. This only works according to Rav Huna, who holds that the machlokas is by a small sukkah of 4 amos by 4 amos, not a small sukkah of 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim. Vaitrus Rav Huna v'chein ikur d'shir rosh v'ruba armin lekaman deinu el zayin tfachim v'ef shar l'shiva banim l'shiva tfachim. He says it's impossible that the 7 children are in 7 tfachim. That's how much it takes up for a person to sit with his shulchan. Says Tosos, not necessarily. Tosos tap Tosos, Masha Dachak Bekunshos, Rav Chanan bar Rabba, Mar Raya l'Rabbi Yehuda, that which Rashi has difficulty understanding, how Rabbi Yehuda could bring a Raya according to Rav Chanan bar Rabba's understanding that it's only 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim, Ay, Hayev, Shar l'Shiva Banim b'Shiva Tfachim. So it says Tosos, Lav Pirchi, that's not so troubling. Tidilma Arucha Tuva, maybe it wasn't 4 by 4 amos, it had a din of 7 tfachim, but it had a din of a sukkah that was 7 tfachim. It wasn't 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim, it was 7 tfachim by a lot longer. So it was, let's say, 7 tfachim by a few amos. Aruchatuva, Avaloisa Rechava Shiva Tfachim, Obaneh, but also Orechava Yasti. And the children were sitting along that length. When we say, Tosas being Mechadish over here, that when Rav Chanan bar Rabba says that the whole machlokas is only by a sukkah ketana, that's 7 by 7 tfachim, he doesn't mean Dafka square 7 by 7 tfachim. He means the whole machlokas is only if at least one of the dimensions of the sukkah is the minimum of 7 tfachim. But the other dimension of the sukkah could be much larger, and that will still be subject to the machlokas. That's how Tosfos understands over here. Now, a couple of points about the story of Hilani Amalka. So first of all, there's a lot of discussion about the mitzvah of chinuch in connection with the story of Hilani Amalka. There is, in general, a machlokas rishonim, whether women are chayiv, whether a mother is chayiv in the chinuch of her children. There is actually a shita in Rishonim, the Meiri, and the Trumas Desha, and the quotes from Tosfos and Erevin, that there is no chiyuv for a woman to be mechanech her children. Where would they get such an idea that a woman has no chiyuv of chinuch of her children? There is a Gemara Maseches Nazir Daf Chav Tes, where the Mishnah says, "Ha'ish madir es b'no b'nazir, ve'ine isha maderes es b'no b'nazir." A man could take a neder nazir on behalf of his son, but a woman cannot. A woman that does not have the ability, she's not empowered to make her child into a nazir. So the Gemara is a machlokas, why that's so. According to Rabbi Yochanan, halachal Moshe Messina by a nazir, that an isha is not empowered to do it. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, in the name of Reish Lakish, the fact that a man could be madir b'no b'nazir is kidei lechancho b'mitzvos, but a woman can't. So what's pshat? Does that mean that a woman can't be mechanech, is not included in chinuch, and that's why she can't do it? So if you hold like Reish Lakish, it would seem that a woman is not included in chinuch, unless you say, but if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, so no, that's halach l'moshi v'sinai, nothing to do with the mitzvah of chinuch. So these shitos and rishonim hold like Reish Lakish, and they say that a woman is not chayiv in chinuch on a d'oraisa level. Other rishonim disagree. The Baal Yatos, the Tos Yishonim, Maseches Yuma, Daf Pei Beis, the Tos Maseches Nazir say no, a woman is also chayiv in the chinuch of her children. What's going on over here by Elani Amalka? She's sitting together with her children in a sukkah kshera. So it says Tos Yishonim. I said the shitos backwards. Tos Yishonim holds that there's no chayiv for a mother to be mechanech her child. The Meiri holds that there is a chayiv. Zeshan tells the neighbor and that there is a chiyuv. So Tos Yishonim says, wait a second, if there's no chiyuv for a mother to be mechanich her child, what's Elani Amalka so worried about? Why is she taking care of her seven children in the sukkah and the kol maaseh al pi chacham? Everything she did was al pi chacham. So you got to make sure that they're in a kosher sukkah. She doesn't have to make sure of anything. She has no chiyuv of chinuch whatsoever. So says Tos Yishonim, maybe hayilahem av v'chinchem bekach. Maybe they had a father who was mechanich them also. He just doesn't get mentioned because he's not a royal lineage or something. Or maybe there was no Av, but she was mechanich them l'mitzvah b'alma. It seemed like the right thing to do. Meaning the fact that Elani Amalka was mechanich her children doesn't necessarily mean that there's a chiyuv for a mother to be mechanich her children. It just means that she was mechanich her children. Maybe she just did it because she thought it seemed like the right thing to do. So I asked Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Tos Yishonim in Yuma that it seems in our Gemara that al kolpanim there's a chiyuv midrabanan to do it, because part of the point that we were making was kol maaseh al pi chacham, she did everything al pi the chachamim, and that's why she wanted to make sure. It wasn't stam, feel good, it feels like the right thing to do. It was kol maaseh al pi chachamim that she insisted that her children be in the sukkah. So the stipler in Simon Bays in here Masech Sukkah says that maybe the answer to Rav Kiveger's kasha is based on the shita of Tosfos and Maseches Brachos Daf Memches. There is a machlokas rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos. When we say that there's a chiyuv of chinuch, so what does that mean? My 12-year-old child, I have a chiyuv to be mechanich my 12-year-old child. Does that mean that he is a bar chiyuva on a drabbanan level, that the Rabbanan instituted that he becomes chayiv in the mitzvah, in addition to the fact that obviously I have to train him in mitzvahs? Or does he have no responsibility whatsoever? The responsibility lies solely on my shoulders, that I have to be mechanichim, but he has no chayiv whatsoever. That's machlokas Rashi and Tosos. Tosos and Brachos Tav Memchasim and Aleph holds that the Katan also has a chayiv chinuch midrabbanan, that he's chayiv in mitzvahs midrabbanan midine chinuch. So if that's the case, it could be that Elani Amalka kol maaseh al pi chachamim. The Chacham said, granted, you have no personal chiyuv as the mother, you don't have a personal chiyuv, but the children have a chiyuv, and if you're a good mother, you take care of your children, and you take care of their chiyuv, you take care of what they have to do, you make sure that they are in fulfillment of their chiyuv. I always found Shitas Rashi incredible, right? Shitas Rashi that the children have no chiyuv whatsoever, but the father has a chiyuv to be mechanich them. So the father has to make sure the children do the mitzvahs. What's he supposed to do? How's he supposed to make sure the children do the mitzvahs if the children could just turn around and say, it's not my problem, I don't have to do it, I have no responsibility whatsoever to do this? So what's the father supposed to say then? How could there be a chiyuv? So I always thought that was the gadlus of the mitzvah of chinuch, that the whole point is that the mitzvah of chinuch is to raise the child in such a way where he's going to want to do the mitzvahs even though he has no responsibility to do the mitzvahs, where he's going to be so interested in doing the mitzvahs that he's going to become self-motivated to want to do the mitzvahs. The chiyuv of chinuch is not just the technical aspect, it's to create that sense of geshmak in the mitzvahs that he's actually going to want to do it even though he knows that he has no personal responsibility to do the mitzvahs. Okay, so the There's also an interesting discussion in the poskim over here. So we said that there are these kitonios, these side rooms on the side of the sukkah, and they have a din of an independent sukkah. So if each of these kitonios is less than 7x7 tefachim, then exactly 7x7 tefachim, but it's more than 20 amos high, one is not yotzei the mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Tav Reish Lamed Aleph that if a person has a sukkah that has these little crevices off in the corner that are less than 7x7 tefachim, you're not allowed to sit there. Because we see from our Gemara that they have a din of an independent sukkah, so each little area of your sukkah needs to be, if your sukkah is not a perfect rectangle or square, and you have these little areas off to the side, each of those little areas needs to be 7x7 tefachim if you want to sit there, says Magen Avraham. It's exactly what's going on with the kitonios. The Bikur Yaakov disagrees. He says, no, Magen Avraham is misunderstanding the kitonios. Kitonios were separate rooms with a wall. They actually were cut off from the rest of the sukkah. If you have an area that just happens to be off of that happens to be in the corner of your sukkah, but there's a wall separating from the rest of your sukkah, that's totally fine. That's part of the larger sukkah. But nevertheless, even the Bikur Yaakov didn't want to be makil against the Magen Avraham. So he said, we should be machmir l'shitas ha-Magen Avraham. So it says now further in the Gemara, Amr of Shmuel bar Yitzchak, halacha tzrich shtei machsek as Rosh HaVeruva v'shulchano. The halacha is that a sukkah needs to be large enough to hold Rosh HaVeruva v'shulchano. It needs to be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. Amr le Rabbi Abba, kimam ke beishamai. Why, you're holding like beishamai? Beishamai is the one that says it needs to be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. Amr le El kimam, he says, yeah, of course, I'm going like beishamai. Who else would I be going like? Igada Amri, Amr Rabbi Abba, da Amr lachmani. Rabbi Abba said, who told you this? Amr le beishamai, he will tell me now. You should know it's Shitas Beishamai, but don't veer from it one bit. Absolutely, we hold like Beishamai. Maskev from Nachmar Yitzchak, Mimai de Beishamai, Sil Besukha Ktana Pligi, Dilma Besukha Gdola Pligi. How do you know that the Machlokes Beisham Beisilel is whether you need a sukkah that can fit your table? Maybe the Machlokes Beisham Beisilel is even if you're in a much larger sukkah, but your table just happens to be somewhere else. Your table happens to be in your house. Let's say your sukkah borders on your house, and you keep your kitchen table in your kitchen, and you just put a chair in your sukkah, and you're eating in your sukkah. Maybe that's the Machlokes Beisham Beisilel. Maybe they're not arguing about the minimum size of a sukkah. Ukegon diyasva puma dematulta. Like we said, you put the sukkah bordering on the house, so you have your kitchen table in your kitchen and your chair in the sukkah, and that's where the Beishamai Savri Gazrin and Shami Yimashay Chachor Shulchano Ubeisil Savri Lo Gazrinon Beishamai Midirabbanon is going to say you're not Yotzei because they're worried that if your table's in your house, you might end up in your house also. But Beisil has no such concern. Beisil thinks that you're going to remain in your sukkah. Vedeka Nami Dekatani, and it seems Maduik this way because how does it express the Machlokas? If a guy happened to be with his body in the sukkah and his shulchan in the house, that's where there's machlokas beisham beisilel. If the machlokas was about how large a sukkah had to be, they would not have phrased it in such a way that if the guy happened to be in the sukkah with his table in the house. What it would have said is, v'im isa, if the machlokas was really about how large a sukkah had to be, machzekes ve'ina machzekes mi bayalei. The machlokas would have been phrased in such a way that the sukkah's machzekes rosho verubo, it could hold his body, but veina machzekes shulchano, it doesn't have enough space to hold his table. It doesn't say that. It says the guy happened to be in the sukkah and his table happened to be in the house. Makes it sound like they're arguing about a larger sukkah where this it's just situated in such a way that your table's in your house. So it says, what ubsukkah ketana lo pligi? Do you not think they're arguing about a sukkah that is small and can't fit the table? Vatani, we have a brisa. Machzekes rosh ruba v'shulchano ksheira. If the sukkah could hold your rosh ruba v'shulchano, your body and your table, it's kosher. Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe happens to be a third shita, acheba arba amos al arba amos. The minimum size of a sukkah is that it's got to be 4 amos by 4 amos. Vitanya idach, and then there's another brisa that says, Rebbe Yomer called sukkah shein ba arba amos al arba amos psula. Rebbe shita stays the same in the second brisa, that it's got to be 4 amos by 4 amos, but look what the argument on Rabbi is. The Chachamim omrim afilu ena machzekes ella rosho virubo without shulchano ksheira. Even if it only holds just rosho virubo 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, it's going to be kosher. V'ilu shulchano lo katani. In the second brisa, those who argue with Rabbi don't require that the sukkah has to be able to hold a table. So kashina adadi, it's a steer in the two braises. If you want to argue with Rebbe, do you need a sukkah that holds rosho verubo vishulchano or only rosho verubo? Elalav shmamina habe shame habe silal. It must be that there are two different shitos that argue with Rebbe. Be shame holds you need rosh of rubo vishulchano. Be silal holds you only need rosh of rubo. So you see that clearly be shame be silal argue even on the minimum size of a sukkah. It could be they also argue that on a larger sukkah where your shulchan is besoch habayis, but they also argue on the minimum size of a sukkah. So Amar Mar Zutra Masnisa Nami Deka, and it's meduyik that way in the way that the machlokes Beisham Beisil is presented miduktani, because how do Beisham Beisil express their opinions? Beisham Poslin u Beisil Machshirin, that Beisham says pasul, Beisil says kosher v'misa. But if they were only arguing, if the machlokas was only about a sukkah gedola, not about a sukkah katana, you can't declare it pasul. The sukkah is totally fine if it's a sukkah gedola and you just happen to have your shulchan in the bayis. The sukkah is fine. You're just not yotzei. V'emisa, if the whole machlokas is only about a sukkah gedola, beishamir lo yotzo beisilor miyotzo mibayle. The phrasing should have been whether you're yotzei or not yotzei the mitzvah. The phrasing should not have been whether it's pasul or kosher, because it's vaday kosher. V'alakasha mishahaya, but what do you do with the diuk of mishahaya? Mishahaya makes it sound like they're arguing about a sukkah gedola, not a sukkah ktana. Like we said before, so says Mar Liyalim Betarti Pligi, that really they're arguing about both cases. Pligi b'sukkah ktana, pligi b'sukkah gedola. They're arguing about the minimum size of a sukkah, whether it's 6x6 tvachim or 7x7 tvachim. And they're arguing if you sit in a larger sukkah and your shulchan is in your bayis, whether you're yotzei. V'chsir mechzer v'achi ktani. And this is the way to read it. Mishahaya rosh of ruba b'sukkah v'shulchan b'sukkah bayis, b'sh if you're in a large sukkah and your shulchan's in your house, Beis Shammai says you're not yotzei, Bisil says you are. V'sheinu machzekes ela kedei rosh of ruba b'lvad, and if the sukkah is only 6x6 tefachim, Beis Shammai posel and Beis Hillel machshirin. Beis Shammai says it's posel and Beis Hillel says it's kosher. So you have the double machlokas in the minimum size of a sukkah, and a machlokas if you happen to be sitting in a large sukkah but your shulchan is b'soch habayis. How do we paskin? If you look in Tosfos, Domil Chamani Beis Shammai hi v'lo tazuz mina. The Gemara had said earlier that Beis Shammai v'lo tazuz mina, the sukkah needs to be able to hold rosh of rubo v'shulchano. Minimum size of a sukkah is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, like Beis Shammai. Says Tosfos, b'seder Rav Amram pasuk b'shisha mekomos. Halacha k'Beis Shammai, and seder Rav Amram says that there are 6 places in Shas where we hold like Beis Shammai, chada haide sukkah, tzricha shetei machzak as rosh of rubo v'shulchano. And one of those 6 places is here that we say the sukkah has to hold rosh of rubo v'shulchano. Viter and Tosos, after he goes through the other 5 examples, the other 5 places, Valmasha Pasuk Bachtach Beshamay Ein Lahaksho, says Tosos, you might have a question. How could it be that we pasuk on Vihelek Beshamay based on the Gemara in the first parak of Brachos? The Gemara in the first parak of Brachos tells us that not only do we generally not pasuk in like Beshamay, but if someone, Rav Yosef says that if someone does like Beshamay, lo asa v'lo klum, it's worthless. He's accomplished nothing. What's the raya that he's accomplished nothing? So the Gemara brings the story of a sukkah, of a story with the sukkah, of Rabbi Yochanan Achurani got sick, and the Ziknei Beis Shammai and the Ziknei Beis Hillel went to visit him, and they show up at his sukkah, and they find that he's sitting rosh of ruba v'sukkah, and shulchano b'toch habayis. He's sitting with his body in the sukkah, and his table in the house. So the Ziknei Beis Shammai said, if this is how you've been behaving your whole life, then lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah kol yamecha. Then you were never ever in fulfillment of the mitzvah of sukkah your entire life. And we paskin halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan Acharani over there, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Acharani. But you see from there that when you follow the shita that we reject, it's not just tam that you're following a das yachid. No, you're not mekayim anything. It's lo asa v'lo klum. You've accomplished nothing by doing that. So now wait. Over there, the discussion was about a sukkah gedola, because we say that the machlokes b'sham beis hillel is both by a sukkah ketana and a sukkah gedola. He happened to have been sitting in a sukkah gedola with shulchano b'soch habayis. So Tosfos just points out miu shmeitin dasam tema. The whole sugi over there doesn't really make much sense, because hechi daik minda dasuk beis shamei lo asav lo klum deraya demaisi basuk beis hillel mayri. How are you able to bring a raya that when one follows the shita of beis shamei lo asav lo klum, over there they were following the shita of beis hillel? He wasn't following the shita of the beis shamei. So how do we know that it works in reverse also? Va'od v'chitzarich raya al zeh hechad alach beis hillel shemasuk beis shamei lo asav lo klum. And besides, why do you even need a a raya. Obviously, if we pask in one way, so it's worthless to do the other way. Meaning, if we hold one way, so you're not allowed to do the other way. Of course, loss of lokalum. So says Tosfos of Gvaldik Achidish. He says, "V'tzarich lomar the isra chasam lasuya hech de beisil machmirim midrabanan ubeishamei mukmila daraisa." The specific case is where beisil is machmir, but only midrabanan. Meaning, the case was it was a sukkah gedola. Your shulchan was besocha bayis. Beisil holds the sukkah's kosher, but Beisil is worried that you might end up where your shulchan is. That's a concern with Rabbanan. Shami yamashich achar shulchanu. So what we see from there is that when everyone agrees what the din d'oraisa is, but there's a machlokas, do the Rabbanan make a higher standard? And you don't follow that higher standard that the Rabbanan made, is it loas of lokum was worthless? Did you not even get a kiyum daraisa? So Tosla says what you see from that gemara is that it was worthless, that it's not even a kiyum daraisa. So if on a daraisa level you could be yotze by sitting in the sukkah with your shulchan besocha bayis, but midrabanan you're not, and you do so, you sit that way, loas of lokum, it's worthless, you're not mekayim anything, you weren't yotze anything. Says the Ran, nah, that can't be. It can't be loas of lokum that it's not even a kiyum daraisa. Who authorized the rabbanan to take away mitzvos midaraisa from people? They can't do that. What it means, loss of loklum, is that you didn't do it the best way possible. The Ran says it's exactly like we have in Maseches Pesachim. Kol shalom or shlosh dvar meil bepesach lo yatzi yidei chavaso pesach matzu marar, that you need to say pesach matzu marar in order to be yatzi yidei chavaso. Nah, it means in order to be yatzi yidei chavaso meikra din in the best possible way. But it doesn't mean that you're not yotze anything on a daraisa level. L'maynaf kamina, whether you yotze anything on a daraisa level. Not. Either way, you got to be yotzei the mitzvah midrabanan, right? So the main nafkamina, whether you yotzei on a daraisa level, and that's the minchas chinuch mitzvah yud, says nafkamina according to Rashi and Ksuvus, that only by mitzvahs daraisa were kofenos achetetze nafsho. But for mitzvah drabanan, we wouldn't be kofenos achetetze nafsho. So what if a person did a mitzvah in the daraisa kind of way? He ate a full meal and he said, Ribon Shalom, thank you very much for the food. But he didn't actually say the entire birchas hamazon the way the rabbanan instituted you're supposed to. So he's mekayim the mitzvah daraisa, perhaps. So are we now going to be kofenos achetetze nafsho to fulfill the mitzvah midrabanan? If you say like Tosvos, he has not been mekayim the mitzvah daraisa, because once the rabbanan tell you how to do the daraisa and you don't do it exactly the way they tell you to do it, you're not even mekayim daraisa. So kofenos achetetze nafsho. According to the Ran, he has fulfilled the mitzvah daraisa, so we're not going to be kofenos achetetze nafsho. Another nafkamina, Shagasari writes in Simon Sadivav, if a person has the opportunity to fulfill that mitzvah, meaning he's going to have to sacrifice violating an avera in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Well, if he still has the mitzvah d'oraisa to do, so we'll say asei dochalos asei, meaning if we view it literally like he's done nothing yet, he hasn't even accomplished the mitzvah d'oraisa, so good, so asei dochalos asei is operative. So that would be according to Tosfos. But if you say like the Ran, he's been mekayim his mitzvah d'oraisa, he just hasn't been mekayim the mitzvah midrabanan, well then we're not going to say asei dochalos asei. Now, Tosfos clearly tells us that we paskin like Beis Shammai with regard to the sukkah katana. The Gemara clearly says that we paskin like Beis Shammai with regard to the sukkah katana. What about the sukkah gedola case? When you're yoshev b'sukkaso v'shulchano b'socha bayis, do we paskin like Beis Shammai over there as well? The Rambam in the sixth parak of Hilchos Sukkah halacha ches, misha yoroshev ruba v'sukkah v'shulchano b'soch beiso o chutz l'sukkah v'achal hareze aser uki'ilu lo achal b'sukkah shiyah shulchano b'socha sukkah. It's aser, it's as if you didn't sit in the sukkah, gezerah shem yimashich achar shulchano. Va'afilu b'sukkah gedola, even if you're sitting in a very large sukkah. So the Rambam very clearly paskins like the Beis Shammai on both of these machlokasim. The challenge is, the difficulty is, the Rif also paskins like the Beis Shammai in both of these. But the reason the Rif paskins like the Beis Shammai in both of these is that the Rif holds that the svara for Beis Shammai is the same in both cases. The Rif holds that even on a sukkah that's 6 by 6 tfachim, the reason Beis Shammai say it's possible is midrabanan, that it's not a din d'oraisa, that's a din midrabanan also. Shami yimashe chachar shulchan. If you're sitting in a sukkah where you don't have a table, you may end up going to wherever there is a table. So the Rif holds that they're both the same din, it's all both the same svar, it's all based on the same idea that you need a table in your sukkah in order to be yotze, otherwise we're choshesh, shemi yimashich achar shulchano. The Rambam doesn't sound that way though. The Rambam in the fourth parak of Hilchos Sukkah writes that when he talks about the minimum size of a sukkah, he says shir gova in pachos me'asar tfachim urechava in pachos me'shiva tfachim al shiva tfachim. In one breath, the height of the sukkah has got to be 10 tfachim, the size of the sukkah, the length and the width has to be 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim. The clear implication of the Rambam is is that those halachos are the same, are on the same level. Now, the height of the sukkah being 10 tefachim is a din d'oraisa. So it sounds from the Rambam that the 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim is also a din d'oraisa. Yet, when it comes to the sukkah gedola, where shulchanos b'sukkah bayis, that's clearly only a din midrabanan. That's shami yamashichach or shulchano. And the Rambam still passing like b'shamay in both cases. Now, we know you got to pass like b'shamay about the din d'oraisa, but how do you know you have to pass like the b'shamay about shami yamashichach or shulchano as well? So Rav Soloveitchik explains that what you have to say is that the way that that the Rambam understands it is that even though the din of shami yamashichach is only a din d'rabbanan, and the Zayin al Zayin is din d'oraisa, what that din d'oraisa tells you is that the tzuras yeshiva b'sukkah, the tzura of the mitzvah is to have a shulchan in the sukkah. And once there is that tzura of the mitzvah, once that's part of the way that we envision the mitzvah, to have a shulchan in the sukkah, so even though on a d'oraisa level, if you don't actually have a shulchan in the sukkah, you're still yotze as long as your sukkah is large enough, but it's only because that's the tzuras of mitzvah that they were gozer shami yamashichach or shulchano, that they made this gezeira that without a shulchan in the sukkah, that you're not going to be yotze, that it's considered that you didn't have a yeshiva b'sukkah. But if the tzuras ha-mitzvah, let's say like the Beis Hillel, where on a d'oraisa level, the mitzvah does not require a shulchan whatsoever, so the Rabbanan never would have made a gezeira that just for absence of a table, shemi yamashichach or shulchan, and that you're not going to be yotze. And that's why the Rambam passes like Beis Shammai both. He assumes that they're very much connected to each other. It's also, Rav Soloveitchik has an interesting chakira. When we say that it's that a person is not yotze at all, if he sits in a sukkah with shulchan b'sukkah bayis, or he sits in a sukkah that's 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, does that mean that he didn't do the maisa mitzvah at all, that it's not considered yeshiva b'sukkah at all, or that it's considered yeshiva b'sukkah, he just doesn't get credit for the mitzvah, he just doesn't get a kiyum of the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah? My nafkamina sounds very much the same. Nafkamina is, what if a person sits in a sukkah in Shmini Atzeres with shulchan b'sukkah bayis in Eretz Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael, it's asur to sit in a sukkah in Shmini Atzeres, it's bal tosif. So if a person sits in a sukkah in Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, v'shulchan b'sukkah bayis, if you hold that it is a maisa of yeshiva b'sukkah, you're just not mekayim the mitzvah that way, well then it's baltosif. But if you hold it's not even called a maisa of yeshiva b'sukkah, well then it's not going to be baltosif. So it sounds that Rav Soloveitchik says that's the chacham were not mafkia the maisa mitzvah, they were only mafkia the kiyuma mitzvah. That if you're over al divrei chacham, you didn't do the mitzvah, but it's still considered a maisa yeshiva b'sukkah. He says, especially in Shmini Atzeres, where it's not shayich the iser to sit b'shulchan b'sukkah bayis, because there's no concern of shami yamashaychach b'shulchano. So certainly it's a maisa of yeshiva b'sukkah, it's just not a kiyum a mitzvah. He says, and that's exactly what the Lashon HaRambam is. Rambam says, uki'ilu lo yashav b'sukkah. It's ki'ilu you were not yoshiv b'sukkah. So it's not that you weren't yoshiv b'sukkah. You're not getting the kiyum a mitzvah like you're yoshiv b'sukkah. But a maisa mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, it certainly is. He says the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah parallels, in the Maseches Brachos rather, parallels this with someone who does Kriya Shema like the Beis Shammai. Let's say a person is makbid to dafka do lying down at night. B'shach b'chalak Beis Shammai says that they will only lie down for Kriya Shema at night. So the Gemara says that if a person does Kriya Shema like the Beis Shammai, they're not yotzi. So what does that mean? That it's not even a maisa of Kriya Shema, or just that they're not makayim Kriya Shema properly if they have such akpada? If they were standing up, they were makbid dafka to lie down at night. So pashtus is that it would parallel our case, that it would still be called a maisa of Kriya Shema, it just wouldn't be a kiyum of Kriya Shema. L'may nafkamina, whether it's a maisa without a kiyum or not a maisa of Kriya Shema at all, what if a person lied down for Kriya Shema and then davened right away? Is that smichus gula l'tfila? Has he accomplished saying Kriya Shema right before tefillah? So in order to accomplish smichus gula l'tfila, you don't need a kiyum mitzvah of Kriya Shema. You just need the maisa mitzvah of Kriya Shema. How do we know that? Because if it's after the zman Kriya Shema, you could still be mekayim smichus gula l'tfila. You're not being mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema after the zman Kriya Shema, but saying Kriya Shema still accomplishes that sense of smichus gula l'tfila. Okay, there's a lot more here, but we got to get moving. So says the Gemara further now. Man Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanan. Who's the author of the following brisa? Bayis Shein Bo Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. Potter mezuzah, a house that doesn't have four amos by four amos, it has the following 10 halachos that apply to it. It's potter from mezuzah, umin amaka, you don't have to build a maka on the roof, veinu matami binigayim, it's not subject to tumas tsaras of houses, veinu nechlet batei arichoma, it's not sold permanently in a walled city, vein chosnel of merachal melchama, if you just built such a house, you don't get to come back from war, vein ma'arvin bo, you don't have to participate in an eruv, that house doesn't have to participate in an eruv, vein mishtatfin bo, that house does not have to participate in the Shitufei Mavuos, Vein Manichin Bo Erev, if you're making an Erev in the Chatzar, don't leave it in that house because it's not a real house. Vein Osin Oso Ibur Ben Shtei Ayaros, it doesn't connect two cities. Vein Ha'achin V'Eruvei Tchumin, Vein Ha'achin V'Ashutfin Cholkin Bo, brothers and partners can't split such a house because it's not considered to be Kedei Chalukah, it doesn't have a large enough area. I mean, not just not Kedei Chalukah, it's not even considered a house. So who's the author of this brisa that says that all these 10 halachos only apply if it's 4 amos by 4 amos? So Leimar Rebbe, Hiflo Rabbanan. Sounds like it's not Beishamay and not Beisilu, because Beishamay and Beisilu both say that a sukkah could be 6 by 6 tvachim, 7 by 7 tvachim, but it sounds like it is going like Rebbe. Rebbe's one that required that a sukkah be 4 amos by 4 amos. Says Mar Afilu Temer Rabbanan. No, maybe it's even going like the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. I can look at Rabbanan Hashem Elinian Sukkah Dediras Arayhi. Avil Gabe Bayis Dediras Kevu Afil Rabbanan Modu Dias Pe Dalar Amos Al Dalar Amos Dari Beinshi Vilo Lo Dari Beinshi. Where did the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say that less than 4 Amos by 4 Amos is okay? By a Sukkah. Sukkah by definition is Dediras Arayhi. But when you're dealing with something that has a din of a bias, where you need an actual bias, then even the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would be Moda that it needs to be 4 Amos by 4 Amos. Now, whenever you can have an exhaustive list like that in a Braisa, the Rishonim will take that as a challenge. Are there any more halachos that you need 4 Amos by 4 Amos? So Tosfos on the spot says, the Yerushalmi has another one, that something only becomes Tevel, Lagabi Maisos, when we have Rias Pnei Abayis. What if you bring it into a house that's less than 4 Amos by 4 Amos? That's not called Rias Pnei Abayis. Tosfos says, and I got another one. Vanodim in Abayis, Mutulikon. The Yerushalmi also says this. Vanodim in Abayis. You take a neder, I'm not going to get an Allah from a Abayis. Can you go into that? Can you go into a thing less? Yeah, you can. It's not a bias. Va'od Havale, the Mevertel says, I have another one. Pesach Beis Ava, V'nara Amurasa, where we take her to be killed by the Pesach Beis Avia to embarrass her family. Now look what you raised. What if her Beis Av is less than 4 Amos by 4 Amos? Would you take her to such a Pesach Beis Avia? Is that considered a kiyum of taking her to the Pesach Beis Avia? So those are some additional ones. The Achronim aren't satisfied with that, and they have some more. Rav Lazar Moshe Horovitz in the back of the Gemara says, by Pesach Mitzrayim, where we had to put the dam al habatim, what if you had only a house that was less than 4 by 4 amos, and then there would be no din of putting the dam al habatim? By Yifas Tower, it says v'yashva bivvei secha, she should live in your house, only if you have a house that's dalar amos al dalar amos. Aruch Lener is not convinced that all of these are really are totally in a bias of dalar al Pesach Beis Avia, the one that Tosa suggested, the Ignistone al Pesach Beis Avia, the Naram Ras al Pesach Beis Avia. It's all about embarrassing the father. It's not about whether he lives in a comfortable house or not. So he has a hard time believing that all of this is tali and dalit al dalit. But anyway, the Gemara explains where we get these dinim that it has to be dalit al dalit by all these different halachos. Some amar potem and mezuzah min amakla vein mitami binigam vein unechel batei arachom vein chos nov merachom lechama. Those five halachos, my time, why do they require a house that's 4 by 4 amos? The bias ksiv behu bekulu, because it says that you need by all of those mitzvos in the Torah, the term bias is used. Ve'in ma'arvin bo, ve'in m'shtatvin bo, ve'in manichin bo erev ma'itayma. But what about these three? These are all dinim d'rabanan. There is no bias used in the Torah when describing erevin, because there is no erevin described in the Torah. So the fact that that such a house doesn't participate in an erev or shutufei mavuos, and can't the box of matzahs for the erev can't be kept in such a house, where does that come from? So d'lo chazi l'dira, because it's not roi to live in such a house, and you need a base dira for erevin. Erev chatzeros in manichin bo, av shutufei Wait a second, but notice what it didn't say there. It said you can't put an Erev Chatzeros in such a house. Never said you're not allowed to put a Shitufei Mavuos in such a house when you're joining different Chatzeros to each other. So why are you allowed to keep a Shitufei Mavuos in such a house? Says Mar Delagari Mechatzer Shabemavui, because it's no different than keeping it outside in the Chatzer. You're allowed to keep a Shitufei Mavuos anywhere in the Chatzer. Titnan Eruv Chatzeros Bechatzer Shitufei Mavuos Bemavui. Eruv Chatzeros are kept in the Chatzer. Shitufei Mavuos are kept in the Mavui. V'avinu Bo, we asked about that Mishnah. Eruv Chatzeres Bechatzer. Vatanan Nosin Eruv Beishar Chazrom Pasaseinu Eruv Vador Shameinu Oser. What do you mean you could keep Eruv Chatzeres out in the Chatzer? No, you can't. You're not even allowed to keep it on a porch in the Chatzer. Ela Ema. No, what it meant to say is Eruv Chatzeres Bibayis Shebechatzer Veshituv Amavus Bechatzer Shebemavoi. That Eruv Chatzeres need to be kept in a bayis. Shituv Amavus need to be kept in a Chatzer. Vahaylo Garam Chatzer Shebemavoi. So keeping it in such a tiny house is no worse than keeping it in a chatzar inside the mavoi. We don't even consider it a hut to connect two cities. My taima, why is this any different than a hut? A hut is at least good for what it was built for. But this was built to be a house. So this is even worse because it doesn't function as a house. The last halacha that the brothers and shutvin can't split. If it's less than four amos, time of the less pay dollar amos, hey, is pay dollar amos chalkin? You mean to tell me if the house only has four amos, then they can split it? In order to split a chatzer, each party needs to receive four amos. So the fact that it has four amos is not enough to split. No, what it means to say is that it's not going to have a din chaluka bichatzer, should be the girsa. What that means is as follows. Let's say you have a giant chatzer and a few different houses, and people decide they want to split up the chatzer. Each one wants to get their own yard. So you divide up the chatzer based on how many doorways you have from your house into the chatzer. Rav Chista Marnosin the Kol Pesach Pesach Arba Amos Vashar Chol Knosah B'Shava. Rav Chista says instead of dividing it based on if I have two doorways and you have one, that I get 2/3 of the chatzer, you get 1/3. For each doorway that I have, I get 4 amos in the chatzer. Each doorway you have, you get 4 amos in the chatzer, and then the rest we divide it evenly. Tahani Mili Bias de Lamahav. That's only by a bias that's supposed to stand, that's going to be there, that's more than 4 amos by 4 amos. But if the bias is less than 4 amos by 4 amos, even if it's full of doors, it doesn't get to extra space in the chatzer as a result of having that house. Okay, we'll pick up from the two dots tomorrow.